They say the average American volunteers 1 hour a week. You give your time for an organization or someone in the form of help at least 1 hour a week. How much money do you give? You know, this is the year. This is the year that everybody is struggling, yet you will start getting all the mailers. This is the time that people start asking for help. All nonprofit organizations reach out at the end of the year because we tend to be in the giving spirit. I thought Illinois would have landed higher on this list. According to a new study finding the most charitable states in America, Illinois didn't even make the top 25. We came in at number 28. Jill Gonzalez is on the phone. She's an analyst at Wallet Hub. What was the criteria, Jill, for determining what state gives the most money to nonprofit organizations?
So it wasn't just the most money. We looked at really 20 different indicators of charitable behavior. So that ranges from the volunteer rate in a state to the share of income donated to even things like the share of the sheltered homeless. So not just charitable giving, but volunteering and service as well.
And the top five states identified as the most charitable states in America are Utah at number one, Maryland at number two, Minnesota at number three, North Dakota at number four, and Oregon at number five. Utah being number one, does that have something to do with the Mormons?
I think so, yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with the giving requirements of Mormons. So Utah is typically far and away, you know, we've done this for many years now, Utah typically ranks number one.
Because Mormons are encouraged to give about 10% of their yearly income, and I think they've got anywhere between 14 and 16 worldwide, that is million, 14 to 16 million. So I would imagine there are many in the U.S., and that would certainly impact Utah being at the top of the list. I'm surprised.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're right.
And at the bottom of the list?
The bottom of the list was typically more southern states. So Nevada, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Arizona ranked least charitable.
And do you have any specifics about Illinois? Because I feel like people in this state, especially in the city of Chicago, are very big-hearted and tend to give a lot, not just in the form of dollars, but also in the form of their time. And I was a little shocked that we're number 28 on the list.
Illinois, more middle of the pack, 28th overall. It did well in terms of charitable giving. That's where it was in the top 15. So more income donated, more people donating time and money. There are a lot of public charities per capita. But when it comes to, you know, the actual volunteer rate and volunteer hours per capita and the share of population collecting and distributing food or clothes, that's where it fell behind.
Jill Gonzalez is an analyst at Wallet Hub, and they did a study to find out the most charitable states in America, Utah being number one, Illinois coming in at number 28 on the list. Do you have any details about how much money Americans give out of their pocket every year to support nonprofit organizations?
U.S. donors still give a lot of money, even, you know, say for COVID or the pandemic or inflation. They still give around $485 billion to charity just in 1 year.
Wow. That's a lot. I guess I've never given it thought. And how many people volunteer in our country every year?
Around 80 million people volunteer in the U.S. They serve a combined total of just under 6 billion hours per year. So if you were to turn that into dollars, that would equal another $150 billion.
And I clicked on your charity calculator on your website, and it was interesting because you said the average American donates 1 hour a week of their time, but if they donated 1 hour of their wage instead, they could provide so much more.
Well, it depends, and that's why we have this calculator. If you're looking at, you know, volunteering for Feeding America or UNICEF or the National Wildlife Foundation, you can compare how much an hour of your time would be versus X amount of your paycheck, and you can see if it's worth more or less.
Interesting, and they'll find that at WalletHub.com?
Yep, WalletHub.com, WalletHub, the app. You can just head to the charity calculator or the best charities for 2023.
All right, Jill, thanks for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show.
Anytime.
Bert Odelson has been an election law expert for 50 years, five decades. You know he has seen it all in the state of Illinois. He is going to join us next, but first to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.